The National Institutes of Health is the largest provider of research money to universities and labs across the country. But budget cuts to the NIH are especially affecting young researchers, some of whom are leaving the field. Ty Harkness is a PhD student in biomedical engineering at UW-Madison. He has colleagues who've had to abandon their research when funding runs dry.
With the current situation, it's really getting less and less realistic for current graduate students to pursue their passions and careers.
U.S. Representative Mark Pocan is introducing a bill in the House to help young researchers. It's called the Next Generation Research Act and was sponsored in the Senate last year by Tammy Baldwin. Pocan hopes to convince Republicans who pushed across-the-board budget cuts known as the sequester of the importance of the National Institutes of Health.
If we can make people like that realize that it's not just about the bottom line of a budget, but what does that budget do and what does it mean for society, that's when we can win on things like NIH. And I think, you know, of all the areas, this is one that I think we've got more potential bipartisan crossover support than anything.
Among the provisions in Pocan's bill are mentoring and grant writing help for young researchers. Only one in six first-time researchers who get an NIH grant snag a second one. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.